This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So today is the day of the big picture in this economy, the whole shebang, the 800-pound gorilla, well, never mind. You know what I mean. Gross domestic product is what I'm talking about, the sum and total of all goods and services we produced July through September. 2.6% is the annualized rate of growth, a bit better than people had been guessing, and a whole lot better than quarters one and two when the economy actually shrank. But look, it's all well and good that the economy is growing again. What really matters, though, is where it's going. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports to get us going, that is maybe less good.
Today's headline GDP number was a nice surprise, says Joel Kahn at the Mortgage Bankers Association.
On the surface, a really strong report. We had a 2.6% increase. That's more than trend growth, which is about 1.82%.
So what's the problem with this picture? Well, it looks back, not forward. And heading into 2023, the economy faces powerful headwinds. Strong exports boosted GDP in the third quarter, but Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics says,
unfortunately, we don't think strength in exports will continue for much longer. Global backdrop is very weak with problems in Europe and China. The stronger dollar is making it hard for U.S. exporters to compete.
Meanwhile, rising interest rates already have the housing market deep in the dumps, says Joel Kahn.
We saw a sixth straight quarter of residential investment decline, subtracted 1.4 percentage points from GDP growth, and that's the most since 2007, the beginning of the last recession.
The resilient American consumer has buoyed the economy coming out of the pandemic, but here too, there are warning signs.
The consumer continues to spend, but it's spending at a slower rate.
John Lear at Morning Consult says consumers are drawing down savings to keep up spending.
2 years ago, consumers had about $4.8 trillion in personal savings, and that's down now to about $680 billion.
He says people are likely to cut back further if they start losing their jobs or worrying more about a coming recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.